I've been hearing rumors that you're close on an agreement on the tax bill.
We've been working, the House and the Senate work well together with the tax side of it. And the Commissioner's been working with us the last couple of days to get things done. Right now we're just waiting for the Commissioner and the Governor to return our calls and texts and get it done.
Right.
So that's where we're at.
What's the tax cut number at?
660, that's what we've been planning on working with for about a week. And some of our brains longer than that. But that's where we've been working for a week. That's the implicit agreement. Although they keep saying there's no hard number, that's the implicit agreement. That came down $500 million from our original bill. So the citizens gave up $500 million, about 40% of the tax bill, back to the governor and the Democrats so they can spend it. And that should suffice. Anything else would throw the thing in a bit of a turmoil and again, create a little anger, at least from me.
Do you have an agreement with the governor on this yet?
Well, that's the final, there's a few things to tie up, but we believe we've made the concessions, and they've made concessions, and we have some agreed to language on obviously the bigger pieces, and then some smaller things to shake out as well.
Social Security be in there, some way, shape, or form?
Social Security, 529, stuff for the seniors and students, both on the front and the back end for students in college. Stuff for K-12 schools, property tax relief, CPA, LJ for cities and towns and counties. So it's not obviously where we would like to be for the state, but
hey, how you doing?
It shows a great compromise on the citizens' part and on the part of the Republicans to get where we need to get this done. And then we'll, march on afterwards, regroup.
And the Social Security part of it, just give me a quick synopsis of how that's going to fall out, if you don't mind.
We're using the original Senate structure, and we basically we're raising the cap from where it's at now in Minnesota, and then it starts to phase out at a certain income and stops at 115. So we're taking the lower middle income folks and bumping it up. And I think that's important, especially going into these retiring years, for seniors to help maybe lessen the burden on the state a little bit as well. There's a double, as you know, there's two sides to all this, right? You give it up here and it generates more on the other side. So, but we don't measure that here in the state. We only measure the negative. So it's good there, and we got stuff for small businesses, farmers, still have the property tax freeze with an exemption in it. The governor did give up on the tobacco inflators, which I'll say did surprise me. I didn't necessarily think that was the greatest thing in the world either, but it got in the bill, and I decided to take it. So.
So he did accept that.
Well, right now it is there, right?
Getting rid of the inflator.
Right. So, to sum up, there is a, we haven't made a final agreement, but that seemed to be where we're at and what we were, at least that's what the Senate and the House were happy with, and it seemed that that's where the governor and the commissioner were as well.
And you're expecting some sort of an answer from the governor's office pretty promptly, Senator?
Well, that's what we would like, because you'd lock the number in, but yeah. I think they don't want to lock the number in, because if they want to spend more money, that's where it's going to come from.
Yeah.
And they've already got $500 million. I think I said that about a million times in the last 2 days. They got $500 million more, so I don't think they need any more.
I know this isn't your area specifically, but what happens to Transpo? Transpo is handled separately out of this, right? Is that it?
So they took it, and they took the money. We heard the bill in the tax committee, and then they took it over to transportation, which is where it should be. It's transportation-related funding, but we had to hear it had a tax policy implication. So
you got 660 for tax.
Yes, that's okay. What the agreement tentatively, implicitly has been. Although they'll tell you otherwise. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.